Now, a march in support of Kevin Lunny, the Quinn director who was abducted and beaten in a vicious attack on Tuesday night, takes place in County Fermanagh later today. Frey McClemens is Northern correspondent with the Irish Times. It was such a vicious attack, this attack on Kevin Lunny, Frey, and a response from the community to come this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the thing that struck everybody in the Derry Lynn, Ballyconnell area of Fermanagh and Cavan, but I think right across Ireland, of course, has just been the sheer brutality of this. And the staff at Quinn Industrial Holdings, the company that Mr. Lunny is one of the directors of, that Derry Lynn-based company, that the staff have said that what they want to do, they want to hold this march this afternoon because they wish to show their revulsion at the intimidation of the company and its senior staff. So this is actually the staff in the company. There's around 800 people employed in Quinn Industrial Holdings, and they want to show very clearly their opposition to what's been happening, to obviously the attack on Kevin Lunny, and also the intimidation of other directors and senior staff in the company. And they're going to gather at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the offices at the Quinn Quarry office, which is one of the Quinn premises on the Ballyconnell Road, which links Derry Lynn with the border and then into Cavan, and march from that to then the Quinn headquarters at Quinn Building Products further down that road.
And given the fact that this isn't just a dreadful individual attack, but it follows a long campaign of intimidation, it takes courage to speak out, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that was one of the things that I found when I was in Derry Lynn yesterday. I mean, the sense of shock very much palpable in Derry Lynn, as it is, I think, across Ireland. And even when you were walking down the street, you know, you would pass maybe people in conversation, and you could hear that was what they were talking about, and they were saying things like, you know, isn't it awful? You know, it's terrible. But when approached by myself, I mean, people would say, you know, they would talk of their shock. They talked about how disgraceful this was. A construction worker himself said, look, this is a man who was just going out to do a day's work to try and support his family, and this happens to him on his way home. But equally, everybody that I spoke to, and was not a single exception yesterday, would not give their name, would not be identified. And when you asked them why, I mean, there was clearly reluctance to be identified individually with this. But I mean, the response of one man: well, look, you know yourself. Look, I'm in the business. You know, I can't be identified. So there's a sense of shock, very much, but also in concern at the extent to which this seems to have escalated from this low level in intimidation. Things like arson, you know, low level assaults, posters that had been erected on lampposts, this sort of thing. To this horrific, this brutal assault, I mean, beaten within an inch of his life, was how the PSNI put it. And people are concerned, and people have expressed a fear as well in that area. You know, they're concerned, is this just the start of something more? What happens next? I mean, what one woman said to me, she said, you know, this is like something from the Troubles. And nobody in that area, they're very clear, they don't want to go back to this. They do not support this.
Freya, thank you very much indeed. That's Freya McClements, the Northern correspondent with the Irish Times, on that march, which is being organised by Quinn workers, which will take place at 3 o'clock this afternoon.